Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Hey everyone! I never get tired of hearing my song, Teenage Girl, in the beginning kind of intro thing. It's still like I can't even fathom it. It's just crazy. But remember, you could still purchase my single, Teenage Girl, on josieshow.com for 99 cents. Or you can go to my music page, josiepasentino.com, for other ways you could purchase my song. And then there's also some really fun packages you can get with a signed CD, you know, like keychains, et cetera, wallet. I mean, it's really, really cool. So check it out. But for today, we have a very, very amazing awesomeness sauce. Show. That word, by the way, is in my Josie Ictionary. I know. So welcome to the Josie Show. We have a really, really awesome show for you guys. We have it packed full. We have three guests, people. I mean, it's going to be insane. Three very special guests tonight. So I bring you singer-songwriter and poet Bonnie McGill. She seriously does everything, people. I mean, really, I cannot wait. And also we have singer-songwriter Scott Carter and singer-songwriter Kevin Kramer. So, yes, packed show. We also have our new featured song of the week segment. And our featured song is a song that was co-written from Darren Rhodes and Debbie Kelly. So it's going to be awesome. I can't wait until you guys hear the song at the end of the show. So definitely an awesome show tonight. Stay tuned for the whole thing. You do not want to miss anything. It's going to be awesome, people. And also thank you, everyone, so much for being in the chat room right now, chatting with us and all that fun stuff. It's a lot much more fun in the chat room because you never know what could happen in there. So really quick, I have a few announcements. Our former guest and friend, Shadowplay, will be coming to Illinois on August 10th, where I am. They'll be performing at the Guest House, which is at 15 North Grove Avenue in Elgin. So if you live anywhere in the area, come check them out. And make sure you stop by and say hello if you see me out there, because it'll be awesome. Bring a camera, because I want to take pictures with you. That'd be, awesome. Just saying. Also, we're asking you to help support Conscious Music Entertainment and their efforts to mentor our youth. So please go to www.missionsmallbusiness.com, and all you have to do is click on the button that says Login Support. Then type in Conscious Music Entertainment, choose the state of Kentucky and the city of Alexandria, then hit the vote button, and then bazam, that is all you need to do, magic, and then you help support a very amazing cause, and we would appreciate it with all of our heart, soul, and guts, and everything else that's inside. So yeah. I'm gonna get the thumbs up. Is my guest here? Beautiful, amazing. Thank you. So everyone, please welcome poet, singer, songwriter Bonnie McGill to the show. Yeah, Bonnie, you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Josie.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
You doing good?
Yeah. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited to hear your voice because I've been looking forward to chatting with you because you seriously do it all. It's, amazing. I don't know how you find the time. It's really crazy. But, yeah, so I am very, very excited to talk with you. But really quick, for everyone who don't know, you, like I mentioned, you do a lot of different sorts of things, writing poetry, you're a songwriter, school bus driver, photographer. I mean, the list can go on. Will you tell us about some of this work to start us off?
Well, I love driving a school bus because when my little first little boy started driving, there was this crazy bus driver. I was kind of worried about him getting to school safely, so I thought the only way to fix that is if I get a job driving the bus myself.
Right.
And then at least I'll know he made it or not. But then it just went on and on and on, and I've been driving for years and years after that. And I love all the kids, and I got a lot of great kids. They just mean the world to me. I come from a large family, so kids, I've always loved kids and that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then I do photography, too. I do weddings and lots of sports pictures for kids again. I'm doing the prom in West Lorne tomorrow, actually, over here at the high school. All the grade 12 graduates are going to be so beautiful. And I'm doing other pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow.
And I have a book I published. It's called Bonnie's Poems, but there's over 85 songs in the book. And I've sent it out to quite a few people. I could send you one if you'd like one.
Yes, that would be amazing. I was just going to ask. I would love to read that.
I think you'd like it. I'd love to send it to you. If you just give me your address on your little message thing later, I'll mail you one out.
You got it. You got it. But yes, very cool. Bonnie Poems, The Heart Don't Lie and The Dream Lives On. Can you tell us a little bit about this? Were poems always just a passion of yours and you just wanted to pursue it and get your poems out there for the world?
Actually, every time I write something, it's about something that's happened in my life or something that it affects different people in the world. And I want to make a statement, like make the world a better place. If some child is suffering, I want to write about it, and then people become aware of things, and maybe it can make a difference. And
absolutely.
Then I started, when I was writing the words lots of times, then I began to get this music in my head to match the words and turn everything into songs, so I do songs and poems.
That's really, really neat. They do kind of go hand in hand.
They do. Some people just write the words and they need music to go with them. And some people write a melody and then they need words, but mine all come together at once. So I'm pretty lucky that way, I guess.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Make sure
I like your song,
easier.
Josie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Teenage Girl.
I really
like
think
it.
That's so sweet, that song. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome.
A lot from you. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. You sound like Debbie Kelly when you say that.
Really?
Yeah, she says, thank you, thank you.
They're awesome. Oh, yeah. Totally.
So
we are
alive. You're following in some good footsteps because Debbie Kelly is a wonderful disc jockey.
Oh, yes. I agree. I agree with that. Oh, yeah. And also I want to mention, I heard, Lil Birdie told me that you're also writing an autobiography. Is that true?
Yes, I am. About my life story.
That's awesome.
It's going to be quite a book, I think. And I think maybe one day they might make a movie of me.
That would be cool. Yeah. That'd be awesome, because then I'd be like, that'd be awesome, because then I would see it and be like, I heard it on my show, ha-ha.
It's just a dream I got, but wouldn't that be nice, though?
It would be. It could happen. Just keep, you know, I mean, you're on the right track. You're sending it out and, you know, really, you know, trying to get your name out there. I mean, that's a really good start. That's more than most people, you know, get, so.
Thanks.
Yeah. No problem. So let's see here. I want to talk a little bit about your music. To start off, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to and listen to?
Well, I kind of like the traditional country music, actually, like Johnny Cash and June Carter and George Jones and Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, you know, all the older... the older style, but I think I still have a style of my own, though, because a lot of it sounds traditional, but I'm still separate from the rest of them. I don't copy anybody. I still have my own original way, I think.
definitely. You're unique. Your music is really unique. You know, you don't copy someone else's, you know, way of, you know, speaking or, you know, or singing. You know what I mean?
It's I good. Do. I
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Very, very cool. So, yes. Now, I really want to play one of your songs here right now called High-Heeled Shoes. So, can we be right back? Let's play that now.
We can.
Awesome. Let's play now High-Heeled Shoes from Mind the Gap. Oh, it won't play. Oh, what? Uh-oh, it won't play. Let's play your next song. All right, okay. All right, let's play I Love Loving You, and we'll be right back. Correction. There we go. Loving You by Bonnie McGill. And Bonnie, if you don't mind, can you send High-Heeled Shoes to us again? Because on the board, it's only showing 1 second, so it won't play all the way through. Try sending that to us again so then we can play it on our next show and we can do like a special thing for it.
Okay. So I don't have to send it right this minute?
No. You could send it, you know, after the show, whenever you can get to it. It's all good.
Okay, Josie, I'll do that for you.
Thank you. Perfect.
Thank you.
I love the high-heeled shoes song. I was looking forward to it. Awesome. So let's see. I really want to mention, because you have such a cute story, will you tell us who taught you how to play the guitar?
Well, my husband did. I always wanted to learn how to play the guitar, but I just thought, there's so many strings on that thing, I'll never figure it out. And one day, I came home, and my husband wasn't home yet. And I thought, well, where the heck is he? And he walked in the door, and he just put this guitar right out in front of me, this great, big, beautiful Ovation 12-string guitar. And it was so pretty. And I said, what am I supposed to do with that? And he says, you're going to play it. And I said, you got to be kidding. He really taught me how to play. I can't believe that I did it, but
wow.
He's so awesome. He's really encouraging me all the time. And he said, that's for you, honey. It's just like, do give Loretta Lynn a guitar. And he said, you got to learn to play that guitar, girl. So she learned, and I figured, well, if she could learn, I could too.
Definitely. Oh, that's a really good, like, push to get you to really learn the guitar. That's so mm-hmm. cute. That's awesome. I love it. And also, to promote your music a little bit, where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music? Where can we buy it?
Well, I just have a CD out right that I put out recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they would have to email me and ask me for one or ask on Facebook. And I've been mailing them out to people. Mm-hmm. Actually, they've gone all over the place. I have them in Australia and all over the world, really. I've mailed out a lot of them. Because
wow.
they want them autographed. And so I say, okay, just give me your address and I'll send it out.
Now, that's really cool. That's really cool of you to do. You know, like if someone asks you to, you know, sign it or whatever, I think it's really cool that you would sign it for a fan, you know? You're
mm-hmm.
really good with that. That kind of stuff. I like
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Josie. I want to do
problem.
Another CD very soon, too.
Yeah.
Come out.
I love it. Very cool. And also, I know you're on, like, social networking sites where you could talk to your fans. Can you give everyone the links to, you know, websites or some social networking sites so they could chat with you?
I'm on Reverb Nation.
Mm-hmm.
www.reverbnation.com. And mm-hmm. Fish and Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio plays my music all the time.
Ooh, cool.
So I guess I'm on Facebook.
Yes.
I'm in there.
Awesome. It's very easy. You know, I say Google is your friend. Just type in Bonnie McGill and you'll find her right away.
You know, that's another thing. You can find out a lot of things about me if you just type in Bonnie McGill. You'll see my
mm-hmm.
book and everything,
ooh,
all kinds
ooh.
Of things about me. I forgot
awesome.
About that.
Yeah. Google is our great friend. We use that a lot.
It is a great friend.
Definitely. That's what I say. And so are you currently working on any other projects, or what would you like to see your career, you know, go for in the next, you know, year or so?
Well, right now, my song Little Sadie Walks the Hillside. Do you know that one, Josie?
I do, and actually that's going to close our show tonight.
Oh, beautiful. Well,
yeah.
Donna Ray, she's did some demos for me of a lot of my songs, and she's out of from Lakota Records down in Calhoun, Georgia. Her and Ed Goins do a lot of demos for me, and she loves that song, Little Sadie Walks the Hillside, and she said that would make a great video, so I told her I would love to have a video of it done, too, but I want it to be all moving pictures, not just slide pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going ahead, and she's making me a video of that. And I can't wait for it to be out. It's going to
yeah.
be really good. She's using a lot of her family in it, and the children that are small, and then to start the video, and then as they get older, as Sadie's mm-hmm. growing older in the story, then her kids are going to be, she's got different ones to play the different parts. So
wow.
I can't wait for that. And it won't be too long because Ed Goins and Tim Hicks out of Lakota Records, they've already got the music done for me. So, and she's been working on the video really hard.
Ooh. So not that long until we could see a video for it. That'll be really, really amazing to see.
It
you
will.
Have to like let me know when that's out so I can check it out.
I sure will, Josie. I can't wait for it either. It's going to be awesome.
I know it will. I know it will. It's such a great song, and that's why we wanted it to close the show for us because, I mean, it's really good kind of, you know, show ender, you know. It's really cool. I like it. It's cute. I like it. I had to have it. Yeah. Anytime. And so as of right now, do you have any upcoming performances planned where fans can see you? Any live performances?
Well, there's just going to be one in West Lorne in July at Cactus Cowgirl Days. That's coming
cool.
up in the middle of July. I was there last year, too, and they had about 1,000 people coming and going. They have horses and all kinds of crafts set out. So we go up there and perform. And
that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah. Really, really cool. And so that one is in July.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Awesome. That's so cool. You have to let us know, like, when you're anywhere around in the Illinois or, you know, anywhere close kind of areas. It'd be really cool because I would love to see you perform live or get to meet you. That would be really cool.
I'd love that, too. We are planning on going down sometime, probably this summer, and I'll try and get a hold of you.
Oh, good. Yeah, let us know because we will be there.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. I agree. That would be a blast. So I got some fun questions for you. Yes, they're all good. I promise. They're not traumatic. I promise you. But what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies, when you're not working on your music? What do you like to do?
I love to ride my bike. My husband and I go for bike rides.
Yeah.
And sometimes we go down to the lake. It's not too far from here, and we'll sit by the water and watch the lake boats. And the other night when the full moon was the biggest it's ever been in years, we went down there and we watched it come up over the water. And it was so pretty at night.
That must be.
He has a Jeep, and we love to go for rides in the Jeep.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Very fun. So you're a very outdoorsy kind of person. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love that.
Me too. Very, very, very cool. Good way to relax. You know, after you're done with, you know, your music, then you have some downtime so you could relax.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better with your family. It's all good.
And one thing I really like to do is tune into the independent radio stations on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas and The Josie Show.
Woo! Yes.
So we have a lot of great friends on there.
Mm-hmm.
It turns into be a family, doesn't it, after a while?
It really does. There's so many independent radio shows now. It's so cool. Like, I mean, I even admit I go on some to, like, check it out, listen to it. Because, I mean, there's so many new and cool things that people do. It's so fascinating. I love it. I love supporting the fellow radio hosts. It's cool.
Everybody loves you, too.
Thank you. I love you guys, too.
Thanks, Josie.
Anytime. That's so cool. But yes, I agree. Listening to the independent radio shows, everyone else has to check them out. If you don't know where an independent radio show is, all you have to do is like go on Facebook, and there's tons of links, and you could search in Google, and it's all over the place. You could check it out.
Yes. Isn't there a lot of great music out there now, too?
There is.
I think it's crazy. I think a lot of people are listening to the internet more than the other radios, like the main radios.
Yeah, that's actually what I said the other day. Like, I mean, not a lot of people are listening to the radio anymore. Now they're kind of like at their desk, you know, with their computers on, listening to music. I mean, that's what I do. It's a really good plan.
And it gave all the independents a place to showcase their songs. Otherwise, they would never get to be heard. And I just think that is so wonderful.
It is. And that's why I, like, love doing this, like, radio, because I get to feature independent artists where, you know, I mean, I think more people need to acknowledge the independent artists because not a lot of people do. But I think featuring the independent artists, because they do it all themselves, you know. You guys do it all yourselves, and I think that's just fascinating, and it deserves to be, you know, showed and featured. That's what I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I love most is featuring a song that, you know, someone are like, you know, when someone like comes to me and is like, I can't play my song, you know, other radio shows, you know, have a restriction or whatever. I'm like, well, you already have your song on one show. Give it to me and I will put it on my show.
Uh-huh.
It works.
That's good. It's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. But let's see. I want to ask you another fun question here. Have you ever had any, like, embarrassing onstage moments that you could share? Anything that went crazy or wrong live?
Actually, no. I can't think of anything, Josie, about that, no.
Oh, good. That's good. I mean, we've heard a lot of crazy things, like, you know, tripping or forgetting of the words or wardrobe malfunctions, you know, crazy stuff. So it's good. Not so far, anyway. I hope that, I mean, knock on wood, because, I mean, very good. I love it. But you're so professional that you would probably just laugh it off. You'd probably be like, ha, ha, ha. Oh, well, I made an oopsie, you know.
I love to go up and when I write all my own songs, so people, you know, they're used to hearing you singing cover songs when you go out, but everything I sing is all my own original songs. So I like to tell the story of how the song came about in the first place.
Yeah.
And I wrote one called Oil and Water. And my son, Matt, he's such a great guy. I got four boys, and he was married, and then he come over, and I was playing one of my really sad songs, and he was started to cry, and I thought, boy, this song is really sad. And I said, what's the matter, Matt? And he says, well, Mom, I think Lisa's going to leave me. And I said, oh, no, what's wrong? And he says, it's really nothing. Not her, and it's not me, Mom. It's just oil and water. And then I felt so sad, and after he left, within about 20 minutes, I had the song written, Oil and Water. So
yeah,
I think it turned out pretty good. Everybody really loves that song.
Definitely. I think, like, the most successful songs are ones that, like, are very relatable and, you know, come from the heart. I think those are very, very, very good songs, very important songs.
And I want, the one I wrote about back in Arkansas, too, I have such a soft spot for all the military people in Canada and the U.S. and all over the world, actually, anybody who's sacrificing their lives for to keep our countries free. And that song, because I just feel it was a very powerful song. I just wish some big artist would record it someday, because I think it'd be nice for all the troops to hear it.
It would be. That is really, really neat. Absolutely, absolutely. I love how many, like, wonderful songs that you've written. Do you have one favorite or that you like to perform, or do you just love them all?
Well, I have some that are more favorite than others.
Mm-hmm.
There's one I wrote called Daddy's House, too, and it's such a controversial song, though I was afraid to write it and put it on the air for a while. But then it's about an abused girl, you know, and I felt, gee, should I put that out or not? But then when I did, I finally got brave enough to do it, because I think God gives you songs to write for a reason, and he wanted to shine some light on this that was happening too much in the world anymore. And then it got to be one of the most played songs of all my songs.
Wow.
And one young girl, she wrote to me on Reverb Nation, and she says, Bonnie, you wrote my story.
Oh, wow.
She wanted to thank me.
Yeah. That's like, I mean, I think more people respond to things that are, you know, not all, you know, roses and flowers and sunshine, happiness. I mean, I think a lot of people like the songs that are, you know, raw. You tell it how it is, and, you know, it's truthful, and it happens in the world.
It
you know, people
does.
Can respond to it. You know,
that's
what I like about songs.
Just like they said, I remember a while back, and they were picking out the most popular song of all time in the country music. And it was George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. So you can't get much sadder than that.
See? People like a sad song. Who knows? They just do.
Everybody's hurting in a way, aren't they, Josie?
Yeah.
Especially in this day and age, there aren't that many jobs, and I wish things were better in the world. But a song can still, even if it makes you sad, it still touches your heart, you know?
Yeah.
People like them.
Yeah, songs can be really healing, can't they? Like, it can make you feel better, I think. It's good medicine.
I think so, too. And I had this little poem I wrote called Hockey Dad. It's in my book. And Ed Goins, he narrated it. And it was a true story, too, about this little boy in the arena where I always went to watch my kids play hockey. And this one father, every game he was screaming at his little boy. And, oh, you should, it's about time you did something right. And he was so embarrassing to him. And anyway, I wrote that poem and I put it in the newspaper the following week. And everybody was reading it, and then they hung it up in every arena all around for all the fathers that were picking on their kids. So it had a really powerful message in it, too.
Yeah, they probably seen that a lot, and they're probably like, finally, saw, like, something about it. Now we could post it, and people will be like, you know, change the world one person at a time. That's what you're doing, Bonnie.
And at the end, the little boy, he was trying to tell his dad how he felt so sad the way his dad was always hollering at him, and he said he couldn't even concentrate in school or anything. But at the very end of the poem, he says, but I'll keep trying just for you because I love you, Dad.
Oh, my God, that's so sad. Oh, my goodness.
It's a good one, really. I think you'll like my book, Josie. All these things are in there.
Yes, I will love your book because I'm already getting all teary-eyed, and I haven't even read it yet. It's going to be good. I can't wait to check it out. And I hope everyone out there, please check out Bonnie McGill. Google it, and you can find her book and everything and all of other information if you want to know a lot more about Bonnie, because you are an incredible, incredible woman. You're such an inspiration to people my age and to everyone, all ages. And we just love you, Bonnie. And we actually ran out of time, but I just love you, and I hope we can have you back on, okay?
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much, Josie.
Oh, my pleasure. It's my honor. Thank you so much, Bonnie, and we will talk to you soon. Keep in touch.
I will. Bye for now.
Bye. Bonnie McGill, everyone. Bonnie Gary Cook says hi. Yeah. And that he's a big fan. Just wanted to let you guys know. Gary Cook wanted to say hi, and he's a big fan of yours, Bonnie. Yes, yes, yes. So, yes. And also, Gary, I'm sorry, my head is crazy. So I'll actually send her a Facebook message with all that and, you know, even more, because I just, my head is, gosh, brain fart. Sorry, I need more water. I'm going crazy here. it's going to be a crazy show, I'm telling you. Hold on one second. Let me proceed with my water drinking. Delicious. Drink water, people. Oh, goodness. Really, Alan? Really? 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 Okay. Yeah. Really quick, I want to give special thank yous while I'm at it to some great Facebook groups who have helped me fill out my guest books and my guest book and for both shows, Josie Star Country and for the Josie Show. I mean, it's insano. check out John at Talent Hookup, Don at Keeping It Country, Jenna from Country Music World, Andrew from Supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens, Talented Kids Depot, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. And I am a member of all of these fantastic groups because I love them so much. Yes, it's true. Is my next guest here, or do I keep blabbing?
Well, you know what?
Because I love blabbing. Either way, it's fine.
We have a call on the switchboard, which I am thinking is your next guest.
Okay,
I tried to screen it several times, but we're not hearing anything. And
whoa.
I know he's tried to call back several times as well. So we're going to try and open up the mic right here and see if that helps. We don't know. We're going to give it a try.
Live on the Josie Show. We don't know who it is.
And we hope it's your guest. Otherwise, we're letting somebody else completely different on. Okay, let's just try. Hello. You're on the air with Josie.
Hello, this is Scott Carter from Orlando, Florida. How are you?
Excellent. We kept trying to screen you, but I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, it went to static for some reason, so I had to call back.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you so much. And now I'll come off and let you guys do your thing.
All righty.
Thank you to my wonderful screener. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good, Josie Pasentino. How are you, girl?
Hi, I'm great. I am so excited to talk to you. I've been looking forward to it.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you. We are going to have so much fun. I got some really fun stuff for you. But I want everyone to get to know you a little bit better. So let's start from the beginning. what age did you start performing and getting into everything that you got into? When did it start for you?
Josie, I started playing top 40 rock and roll back in junior high, high school, and college. We started off as a garage band and then started playing birthday parties and stuff like that. And as I got a little older and into high school, we got picked up by a little local talent agent, so we started playing regionally. And then eventually we became one of the top booked bands in the Southeast, playing top 40 rock and roll, R&B, and country. And I've been in the music business for over 20 years. My career has taken me to Great Britain. I've toured through Great Britain three times. I've toured Australia once so far. I'm going back this September for another tour.
Wow.
And I've been in the music business ever since junior high school, I guess, if you want to say that, but professionally in Nashville for about 20 years.
Very cool. Your music has taken you to amazing places. I mean, Great Britain, cool.
Yes.
I like it. Very, very cool. And so growing up and, you know, still, who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you have on repeat?
Well, I tell you what, I have such a broad appreciation for all various different genres of music. I appreciate the wisdom and the artistry and everything that's in all of them, really. I do have favorites like anyone might think, but everything from the crooners back in the days of the Rat Pack in Las Vegas, I still love listening to their stuff. I love everything from the British Invasion years, Beatles, Stones, Kinks, that type of thing. I love old country. I love and brand new country. I love all of it. I really do have a great appreciation for all of it. And years ago, I'm originally from Louisiana. Years ago, I was on a very small independent record label based out of North Louisiana, and another young man was on the same record label with me. We went to the same college and everything else, and he and I both were on the same small independent record label. He went on to great things. His name is Tim McGraw.
Whoa. Me and my producer, we both were like, whoa there. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And then I went to church.
Yeah, we heard of him.
Oh, yes, yes. And he and Faith are wonderful people. They're really nice people. And I went to church there in West Monroe, Louisiana at the time. And there's a real famous country artist there that named Andy Griggs. Andy was quite a bit younger than I, but Andy and his brother and I used to play guitar in church and sing. Andy's best song, his number one single he had years ago in country music, was You Will Never Be Lonely.
Cool.
And so I grew up in Louisiana. I remember playing in clubs back in Louisiana, and people would come into the back of the room there in the nightclub where I was playing. And one time they came up to us and said, during your last set, the killer was in the back of the club listening to you guys, and he really enjoyed it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I've had the privilege and the opportunity to travel and perform all over the world. I'm going back to Australia in September, and due to this thing known as the World Wide Web, it's an amazing thing. There's been a renewed interest in my music after all these years, and now I'm getting radio airplay not only on the internet, and thank God for all of it, and I'm very appreciative of all of it, but also on traditional terrestrial country radio in Australia. And so I'm looking forward to going down there in September. We'll be doing some media tours, radio, TV, newspaper, magazine, with the hopes of going back next year for a three-city tour performing.
Whew. Wow, you're busy. You have all sorts of hats that you're putting on. You have a lot of awesome things coming to you. That's really cool.
It really is. Thank you, Josie, and I'm so very thankful, more than people will ever know. Music has always been a part of me. I eat it, I drink it, I sleep it, I live it. And so I'm just thankful, and I'm very thankful that the teenage girl has me on her show there.
Thank you. Yes, I am so, I'm just so excited to have you, because you have been doing amazing, amazing things, and I have the honor to be able to play your songs that I was grooving to, so I'm very excited for that.
Well, thank you,
Josie. Anytime. But let's first talk a little bit about your music. I understand that you have a greatest hits album out currently. Can you tell us about that and all of your other music as well?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. I've done three Nashville album projects over the years. The first project that I did was released on an independent record label, so we did not have the clout of the major labels behind us. And hopefully if there are any other independent artists out there listening, they'll find encouragement in this. So we started releasing singles to radio, and this was prior to the advent of the internet radio with all that it is today. I mean, it was still in its infancy back then, so we didn't have that avenue. So we released singles to traditional, terrestrial, land-based country radio around the country and then started releasing them by shipping them to every country-friendly and country station that played country at all in the world. And then we started getting airplay internationally. And so I started showing up in the traditional country music charts, you know, such as, you know, Radio and Records, Gavin Report, Music Row, Cashbox, et cetera, et cetera. Right alongside all your major label acts. And it just, it boiled down to a lot of hard work. And back then, my manager at the time and I drove through four different states. We went radio station to radio station, knocked on the door, introduced ourselves. And some of them slammed the door in our face. Some of them said, come on in and have a cup of coffee. What do you have? And then we left literature and or a single. But occasionally one would have us in and give us the courtesy of going on the air and play our music and interview us. But we actually showed up in those charts. And I've been doing that for many years now. So with the advent of the internet and all these different and new opportunities, the three albums I mentioned, The Greatest Hits, that's the album project that contains the five songs that charted for us back in the late 80s and early 90s. Those songs were Love Keeps Knocking on Your Heart, my first single release, Blue Collar Dollar, my second single release, My Miss America, my third, Feed the Children, which crossed over into gospel as well as country, and it was written by Henry Smiley, the former music director at Opryland, King of Columbus Avenue. So all of those charted back then. So they did a greatest hits album. I went back a few years later and did a second Nashville album, and it was all classic traditional country music, songs that talked about mom and trains and all that stuff, you know. And one of my favorite songs off of that one is She Helped Me Through the Hard Times. And then a few years ago, they called me back up there and said, we want to do another album. So Charlie Pride's producer took me in the studio up there, and we cut a lot of songs. But none of those were ever released, Josie. So
really?
Of late, over the past couple of years, some promoters in Australia discovered me and said, we want to remaster all your three Nashville album projects and start getting you tuned into all the internet stuff and the social media and the music media and so forth. I said, sounds good to me. And in addition to all the internet stuff that's happening for us, for which we're extremely grateful, we are getting traditional country radio airplay in Australia, but also in certain pockets around America and in certain pockets overseas. In fact, I got picked up by a radio station in Italy the other day.
Really?
Yeah, bellissimo, grazie mille.
Yeah. I love it. That is so cool. And, I mean, it must just blow your mind. I mean, people, it's crazy to think. I mean, people know who you are. And, I mean, have you ever been to, like, Italy? But they know you.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to Australia again in September this year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, if we get enough buzz going, we're going to do another trip to Australia and do a three-city tour. It might be small to medium venue. But I do have plans to go to Italy either next year or the year after. I've never been. I lived in Great Britain and toured the whole country years ago, but I've never been to Italy. So I just bought my Italian language course, Josie.
Yeah, really cool. I'm trying to get my grandma to still teach me. I mean, I'm 100% Italian, and I have no idea Italian. It's crazy, I know.
It's a beautiful language. It's one of the love languages, one of the three love languages. Or romance language. And listening to the CDs in my car, Josie, I learned the most important Italian phrase of all to start.
Really?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Un vino rosso, per favore, signora.
That even sounds fancy. What does
Which
that mean?
Which being interpreted is, one red wine, please, madame.
Yeah. That's hilarious. My producer over here / mama is like, I like that one. I bet. That is really, really cool. I love it. I have to learn now because that sounds like that's a fancy language. But please remember to add Illinois on your list of go-to areas because I would love to see you perform. Just saying.
Oh, I would love to have you come and be at the show and so forth, and I would love to meet you.
Oh, my goodness. Me too. You took the words right out of my mouth. That would be amazing. I'm usually the girl kind of like the one that's usually screaming, you know, with a sign. That's usually me. So if you find her. Yeah. Justin. That's true.
It's Josie on the front row.
Exactly. You'll hear my crazy things. You'll see a crazy teenager rushing the stage. Don't call security. It's just Josie.
Okay.
Awesome.
I like you, Jesse. You're all right.
Thank you. I like you, too. You're okay. Awesome. But let's get to your music, because I know everyone is very, very excited, as am I, to play your song, Sweet Temptation, and we will be right back.
Woo-hoo. Very good. Thank you.
Anytime, Scott Carter, Sweet Temptation. Let's play it now. Here we go. If it'll play. There we go. for Sweet Temptation by Scott Carter. So, Scott, where can our fans, where can our listeners listen to listen to your music, purchase your music, all that fun stuff?
Very good. Thanks for asking. They can go to ScottCarterUSA.com. That's ScottCarterUSA.com. And there are links on there, Josie, to Facebook, Reverb Nation, MySpace, etc. And so all they have to do is just click on there, and they can find out how to order the music and so on and so forth. And if I may I give a shout-out, Josie, with your permission?
Of course, definitely. The floor is all yours.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the world's greatest international fan club president and promoter in Australia, Miss Susie Lepores. Thanks, Susie, for all that you've done. And there's so many other people to thank as well, but I just really wanted to give a great shout-out to her this evening.
Mm-hmm.
But and also, Josie, on Reverb Nation, our account is reverbnation.com/ScottC, the letter of my last name, Scott C.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been very fortunate, and we're very thankful that we've held the number one position on Reverb Nation country genre, Florida, for the past 2.5 years.
Really? Congratulations. Yeah. That's crazy.
Thank you. Yeah, but those are the websites, and join us on Reverb Nation, folks, and on Facebook, and like us on Facebook, and follow what's going on. Occasionally, besides the music stuff, I have a tendency to be a little comical, so I'll post jokes on there.
Yes. Entertaining. Very cool. So like, add, follow Scott Carter. Do it. there's so many different ways you could you could chat. But, yes, follow, add, all that fun stuff. That's the most important stuff. And also the website will, of course, post it. I'll post them on my Twitter and Facebook so everyone can go to your website and check out everything. So no problemos there. We got that covered. So I was wondering, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything that you want to share?
Well, certainly. Right now we're shipping out, we have been, and we continue every week to ship out our third and latest Nashville album project, Undeniably Scott Carter, to every country and country-friendly radio station in the world, including those that are internet radio, which obviously go worldwide. And we're still in the process of doing that, and more stations are actually requesting our CD. My promoter down in Australia actually has been contacted about getting copies of the CD from different DJs that want to play it. Said, hey, we like this. We want to play it. So I'm honored.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for that. So that's the project we're working on now, and we're releasing a single from that project every quarter. The single that's out right now is Sweet Temptation, the song that you just played. But July 1st, the next song will be The Winning Hand, and it's an awesome, destined to be a classic country song. So that's one project we're working on, Josie. Another is I've had the pleasure and honor of meeting, because he heard what's going on, he and his fiance heard what's going on, they live here locally, I had the pleasure of meeting and having lunch with Philip Michael Thomas. Now, he was one of the Miami Vice Stars.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he's working on several different projects right now, and he's considering me for a musical that he's putting on. And I'll be performing, if it all works out, it's a project we're working on, I'll be performing a duet with Rita Kay. She's an entertainer with Universal Studios Entertainment Group here.
Really?
So that's another project we got going on. And then also we've been contacted so much here locally about doing some live shows. So my band director and guru in the music business, Dave Lauber, is putting together some stuff for us right now, and we have so many requests we just couldn't get to. I did a radio interview the other day out of Alabama, and they had such a positive response when they started playing my music, they ran across my stuff, that people started calling in. I've been put into rotation there on their super country station. And then he asked me afterwards, he said, man, we got this big festival coming up. Can you and your band come up and play? This summer, I said, well, let me work on it right now. So we're in the process of doing that. So we have the live band thing project going on, the thing with Philip Michael Thomas. And also he is working on producing a movie, and they're considering me for singing one of the tracks for the movie.
Yeah, that'd be really neat.
Yeah. And a lot of different things going on. And people ask me sometimes, how busy do you stay? I said, well, to be honest with you, as an artist, and you know this, Josie, because you're an artist mm-hmm. as well, but as an artist, mm-hmm. you work 24/7, and even yeah. sometimes in your dreaming you're working, because,
true.
And I'm a surfer also, and so even when I'm out in the waves surfing and everything, I hear the crash of the water, the rhythm of the sea, and so on and so forth, I'm constantly thinking about music and lyrics and movements and rhythms and all that type of thing, so I'm on go 24/7.
Yeah, definitely. I love that you're constantly, you know, putting out music for us fans. And I was always, I mean, I always, of course, you know, fans can request your music to, you know, local radio stations, which really works. I recommend everyone to do that. But how can fans get you to come to, you know, let's say a show that's by them? I mean, can they, can they contact or... You know, what can they do if they want you to perform in their area? What do you think?
Oh, that's easy enough. If they're in mm-hmm. Australia, if they go to the Facebook fan page, they'll see my promotion team down there in Australia, and they can mm-hmm. contact them, and they'll make the arrangements. I actually did a live interview with Super Country Station down in Sydney by phone last week,
mm-hmm.
And the DJ was said, man, our inbox is filled with requests for your songs. I said, well, I'm honored more than words can say. And he said, is there any particular venue you've always wanted to play? I said, well, my last tour of Australia, I played to a packed house at the Perth Concert Hall. I said, this time it would be great to play the Sydney Opera House. And he said, well, let's see if we can't work that out.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, they can contact my promo team down in Australia, and you can find them on my Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/ScottCarterUSA. Did I do that
yep.
right? Okay. And
yeah.
if they want to contact me personally, hey, write me personally. My email, is it okay to give that out?
Definitely.
Okay. It's ScottCarterUSA@gmail.com.
Perfect. So very easy. Very easy. Everyone can do it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. And so I have some fun questions for you. Some funny questions, because it wouldn't be the Josie Show without funny questions, because I'm crazy. But so the first question that I have for you, have you had any onstage embarrassing moments that you could share? Anything crazy happen live and in person? Love that question. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody has those, and I've known people from, in addition to the music business and performing and recording songs and performing that, I did community theater for years.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite productions was we did with the ballet company back in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. We put on a musical production of Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
And in Christmas Future, if you remember the story correctly, Scrooge had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this gentleman standing in the middle of the street, and a crowd starts gathering around. He starts making a public decree.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the public decree, he jumps down off of a platform. Then he begins singing and dancing across the stage. Thank you very much. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. Well, that's the part I played, Tom Jenkins, the hot soup man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there was one time when, of course, things happen so quickly in theater. And
yeah.
there are many instances I could tell you about, but there's one time when I was, and of course, people on the stage who were part of the song and dance number, as I sang and danced across the stage, thank you very much, that's the name of the song, by the way, they helped me down off the platform, and as I did, I came down a little too quickly, and I split my pants.
Really? Oh, my goodness. What's a malfunction, people?
Yeah, it felt very air-conditioned there for a moment, but it was fun.
I bet. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I bet you were real, real professional, and you just kept going. So it's all good.
Of course. Yeah.
Yes.
Took a bow and everything.
That's what you got to do. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I
love it. I know. That's one of my favorite questions. And the next question is also, it's very interesting. People always, you know, used to ask me to ask the guest, and I'm like, that's kind of iffy, but it's a good one. It's fine. But what's the craziest thing that a fan has ever asked you to autograph? Have you ever had to autograph anything crazy? What do you think?
I take the fifth.
Yes. Okay. Well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've basically heard everything on that one too. So it's all good. Yeah.
I believe so.
Yes. That's hilarious. Next question.
Okay.
Next question. There's a question in the chat room? Yeah, because I'm actually, my computer died, so I am not in the chat room. Rest in peace.
Hey, Scott, we have got a question from the chat room. Pickle Ham wants to know, when you write a song, do you already know the music that goes along with it?
Oh, that's a very good question, and I think most singer-songwriters will answer it pretty close to the way I am. Sometimes the lyrics come first, sometimes the music comes first, sometimes it comes all at once.
It all depends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. For you, what do you say? Do you, write the lyrics and then music, or do you flip-flop it?
I flip-flop it. I'm working on lyrics right now on a particular song. I don't have the music yet. Then there's a very dear friend of mine that's written some lyrics, and she asked me to help her out with some music, so I'll get to that really soon. I've just had so much on my plate of late. But yeah, and sometimes a tune will come to me. Like I say, I'm a surfer. I ride a motorcycle, so sometimes the rhythms and the sounds as I'm riding along, boom, stuff just starts happening. I start feeling a number or a rhythm, some music and so forth, and later on I'll put some lyrics to it. So it's hard to answer exactly one way or the other. It's not cut and dry. It happens either lyrics first,
definitely,
or music first, or sometimes at the same time. Good question.
Very good question. Thank you, Pickleham, for the question in the chat room. The chat room is amazing. Love it. But yes, and we actually are running out of time. Our next guest is here, but I want to ask you if it's okay if we play your song "When She Was Mine to Lose" at the end of our show. Would that be okay?
Darling, whatever you want to do works for me.
Perfect. Well, we'll do something special with it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Love it. Thank you so much, Scott, for coming on the show. And please keep in touch. We would love to have you back on anytime.
Thanks, Josie. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the show. Are you kidding? Thank you.
Ciao.
Thank you. That was Scott Carter, everyone. Please check out his music, scottcarterusa.com. Check it out. And we'll post all the links, so don't worry. It's all good. So my next guest here, everyone, please welcome Kevin Kramer to the show.
Hi, Kevin.
Love the applause. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty awesome right now. I just kind of stepped out of a city band concert that I was playing in. So I'm kind of hanging out in the back alley. I was playing the trumpet with this group. It's a beautiful day here in this town of Spring Valley, Illinois, where I was born in. So, I do all kinds of music, and they were gracious enough to let me, just kind of step out for a minute and talk to you with this little interview here.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. We love that. But speaking of your music, you're performing. Can you start off by telling everyone the name of your band?
The name of my band is Ahimsa.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Some people find it to be a tongue twister, but to me it's pretty simple. It's called Ahymnsa. So it's kind of like the word hymn, surrounded by A's on either end. And the meaning is based off a Sanskrit word, which Sanskrit is an ancient language from the Middle Eastern region of the world. It was used with the earliest known stuff we know about yoga. So ahimsa basically is the meaning of, translates to nonviolence or love, because it really doesn't mean anything negative. It's just, love, positive state of love.
Positive. Definitely. I love it. I love the name. I like it. Yeah, and who are the members in your band, and what roles do you all play? What kind of stuff do you do?
Well, I do guitar and vocals and a little bit of trumpet and percussion. And our bassist, Chad Arkles, he, like I said, plays the bass, and he does some percussion as well. And our drummer, Alex, plays the drums. We most other people, too. We like to keep it open. But that's, like, the core of it at the moment. That's what we're working with. So.
Awesome. Yeah. And you guys really do come together, and it shows in your music because your songs are amazing. And I know you don't have that much time because you did come out of a, you know, thing, but we're going to play your songs after the interview. So while you're doing everything you're doing live, we get to enjoy as well on the show.
Okay.
Yes, that'll be fun. but so what genre of music do you guys play?
I feel like it's a pretty eclectic mix, you know. I just feel like we try not to limit ourselves. I just say we play music because I don't know what's going to happen in the future, what I'm going to be inspired to write. So in terms of what we've done previously, it's a mixture of reggae music, Latin music, Afrobeat music, punk music, rock music, blues, jazz. We just kind of play whatever. We just throw everything together. In terms of genres, we don't, like I said, we don't try and limit ourselves to one particular thing. Like, we just played at a wedding recently, and we learned some old, like, country tunes and some, like, ballads and stuff like that. So, yeah, we just like to be flexible and versatile in terms of what we're doing as a band, and especially since we only have three people, it just leaves a lot of room for, doing different things.
Yeah. I like that you keep it fresh, you know, because you have different genres for, you know, people who, you know, might not like, you know, rock, but you have other things for them, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Hopefully by doing that we can help people kind of branch out their likes a little bit more and realize that music is all music.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just open-minded. I feel like I can listen to anything. Like, I heard the last guy interviewing where he said he's inspired sometimes by riding his motorcycle and surfing. And one of our new songs, actually, I was inspired to start writing it by listening to a train go by. Like, I was going to work one morning, and I got stopped behind a train, and I was listening to the rhythm of the train on the tracks, and I was like, and I just kind of got this little tune going, and luckily with the wonders of technology, we can, like, record stuff on our cell phones and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I kind of put it there and built a whole song off of it, and it's going to be on the new album that we're working on recording ourselves at the moment. So that's exciting, too, being able to record.
That is exciting. I love that. You have to definitely let us know when that's out, and we could promote the heck out of it. Because we think you guys are great.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And we are, like, a very new band. I mean, we played our first show ever, like, last January 26th. But, I mean, we've been playing music for years and years and years. It's just, like, I was living in Chicago for a while and decided to make the move back to the Illinois Valley, which is where I grew up and where my friends who are also in the band live. So I just kind of contacted them, and I was like, hey, we should start this project, you know, that I've kind of been envisioning for a while. And it's been a lot of fun. I'm honestly just really excited about what we've done so far and the response we've gotten and the potential we have to let it keep growing. And, yeah, if you wanted to help us promote the new album, that would be amazing. And
you got it, yes. That'd be really, really cool. I love how you got started. You know, you just called up your friends or whatever and was like, let's start a band. I like it. If more people did that, we would have less problems in the world. Just saying.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. It was kind of like the whole two roads diverged in the woods. Like, I could have chosen to stay in Chicago and posted ads on Craigslist looking for musicians, or went out and played at all these open mics looking for people. But I just felt like working with people that I already knew and were, I knew they were my friends to begin with, I feel like that gave us a solid foundation of, you know, being able to work together.
Yeah.
Our
totally work.
Left aside. What's that?
It totally works because you guys really just, I mean, you guys just work so good together, and it just, it shows through your music, you know? It was like, it was, it's perfect. Perfect match.
Yeah, I mean,
really
if
is.
I can tell you a little bit about those recordings that you're going to play. We recorded
yeah.
that actually last March and April and a little bit in May. So actually, Jed and Alex came up to Chicago for two nights. I believe it was a Tuesday and a Wednesday. And my friend had all his recording stuff set up in his bedroom. He just had like a little two-room apartment. And we just recorded all 12 songs with the drums, bass, and guitar like that day, or those 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday. And then since I was still in Chicago, I was like just going back over there over the next couple months and overdubbing the guitars, adding vocals. We brought in some extra musicians. Like on the mm-hmm. Universe 1.0 song, you'll hear a percussionist on there. He plays some congas and some other percussion. And we have some vocals, some guest vocals on a couple other songs. So that was a really fun experience, especially since we really hadn't been a band for that long. And it really kind of gave us the opportunity to do a lot more, I feel like, than what other bands who just are starting out are able to do. Because I was just like emailing venues saying, hey, check out our recordings. Can we come and play? And just by doing that, we've played all over, you know, north central Illinois from like Champaign and Decatur to Chicago and DeKalb and Macomb and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we haven't really branched outside of Illinois yet, but traveling is an entity unto itself. So
yeah.
I love
how dedicated you are. You know, you know, you don't wait for someone to hand it to you. You actually go out. You know, you work for it. I think that's really neat. I like that you do that.
That's what it takes this day and
yeah.
age. And, I mean, I went to school for music. I studied music composition at Columbia College.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there for about 3 years, or 2.5 years. And I mean, I definitely feel like music is huge part of my life, you know, my music and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to do yoga too. It helps balance me out. It really helps me relax in a lot of ways and become a
mm-hmm.
singer. When I started off, I was on trumpet and then kind of got into guitar and drums, and over the course of events just kind of led me to singing, and singing has really changed my life a lot too. It's, you know, it's the instrument that is always with you, you know.
Yeah.
Your guitar, you have to have a guitar in your hands, or drum set, you need to be sitting at a drum set. But with singing, it's like there.
It's true. And music really is in your blood. I mean, you're really, really good at what you do, and along with your band. And what I was wondering is, can you tell us about the message or ideas behind your music? Do you have a special message?
Absolutely. So, I mean, the song, Erase the Hate, honestly,
yeah.
that's about, like, kind of going through an inner self-transformation. You know, it's not really about trying to change anyone else except for myself, because when I was living in Chicago, it was really an eye-opening experience for me in a lot of ways about, you know, humanity, because that's just, like, a huge center of humanity. And growing up
mm-hmm.
in a smaller town and being, like, in the woods and stuff a lot more, I kind of didn't fully grasp everything that's going on this day and age until I was, like, right there in it, you know? So Erase the Hate
yeah.
is just kind of, you know, about how we have to, it's up to us, you know? Nobody can do it for us in terms of, you know, becoming love or our attitude, you know? Like, we choose
yeah.
what attitude we want to have with life, and to me it's like, the attitude that you have moment to moment really defines your experience of life. So
exactly.
I feel like it's a really important thing, and like music is just kind of something that, you know, it heightens your emotions. So to me, something that's about like positive emotions and, you know, kindness and all those nice things.
Definitely.
Strengthens that affirmation, you know, that I love life and I love what I'm doing here, and I'm blessed to be able to, you know, be a part of this and share the experience.
Mm-hmm. That's what I really like about your music is it's really positive. And I mean, I work with, you know, when I put out a song or whatever, it's all positive. And that's what I really like about you, because there's a lot of songs out there that, you know, has bad words and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think more bands like you really are needed, you know?
Hopefully, because there are not a lot of other bands that are being like this, we'll have the chance to stand out a little bit more, because we're not focused on the negative things in life. You know, we're focused on the good things in life. And the other song that I sent over, Universe 1.0, that one, mm-hmm. kind of about, that's almost like a meditation, you know, in terms of expanding consciousness, because it's like it starts off with, okay, me, and then my family, my town I'm in, my state, my country, the world. And then when you go beyond the world, the solar system, the galaxy, the universe, that's just like more than anyone can really fathom. And it's just amazing. It's a miracle.
I agree with you.
And for people to be able to kind of open up their minds to that every once in a while, I think it can relieve some pressure, because the way that the world, or the way that, you know, this kind of system is set up that we're a part of, it can really put a lot of pressure on people to make money, because we need money mm-hmm. to survive. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but really there's a lot of pressure out there these days. So being able to relieve some of that pressure through music, I feel like can be a healing thing for people.
It really can. It really can. Your music kind of takes away all of that, you know, pain, and, you know, it brings in more light and goodness into people's hearts, which we really need more of. So that's what I really, really love about your music. And I really want to spread your music around. So where can our listeners go to purchase your music or check it out and listen?
I would say SoundCloud.com. We have a bunch of live recordings. And we're going to start selling our new album on Bandcamp.com. So that would be soundcloud.com/ahimsa. We have some live videos up on YouTube. It would be youtube.com/ahimsasound. And we're also on Twitter with our Twitter name is @ahimsasound. So it's like AHYMNSASOUND. And on Facebook, we're on there. And, I mean, that's where I'll post up a lot of that stuff. And we'll have our new album for sale online. Our stuff that we've done so far, we've just kind of put it out there for people to listen to. I mean, we've sold physical copies of the album, but we've just been kind of putting ourselves out there up to this mm-hmm. point.
Definitely. And you're doing a really great job. And I also I want to mention that I'll post links of, you know, your sites and stuff. And so everyone make sure, you know, you subscribe to the YouTube page, you know, like, add, follow, all those other fun sites, and we'll post the links.
See, and if our music doesn't do those wonderful things that you said it does to people, mm-hmm. to everyone, at least it makes them think a little bit. You know, that's something that I'm, you know, if you're not all about what we do, at least just think for yourself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way I feel, you know. And when we get people at large to think for themselves, then we can start to make choices as a whole people that are just healthier, you know, for everyone.
Perfect. Definitely. I just have to say, you are seriously an inspiration to, you know, people my age. I'm 17, and to all ages out there. You really are. I think the message that you're spreading through your music is just a really great one, and we're supporters of yours 100%. You and your band.
We really appreciate that.
Anytime. Anything we can do for you, just give us a holler, and we'll post like mad women for you.
And if you need anything, I think I maybe talked to your vocal instructor about that. Maybe helping you with writing a song or something. I'd be down to help out.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back to this concert, because I think it's going to be over in about 15 minutes.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that, definitely. And we'll play your music. We'll play your music after this interview. And thank you once again so much for coming on to the show.
Yeah. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Have fun.
Yeah.
Kevin Craver, everyone. Thank you. Yeah, he definitely deserves that call. Beautiful. Loved it. Loved it. So now it looks like tonight we have some music to play. we got a lot of music here to play, and I want to get to every single one. But first, I want to give you guys the long, long list of upcoming guests we have. We have Marvin C. Jr. Thiel, Kaz Hunter, Double L, Darren Warner, Kylie Evans, Texas Bobby Dean, Larry C. Johnson, them Morris Boys, After Bruce Cade, Josh Logan, Preston Somerville, Paul Lopez and the 151 Turnaround, Kelly Lee James, EMJ Taylor, I know, it's a huge list, Darren Rhodes, Stephen Jacobson, Red Jenkins, Debbie Kelly, Maxie Mosley, Sean Bryan, and Don Murdoch. So it's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. We have so many wonderful guests, and we're constantly booking like crazy. Also, stay tuned, because soon I will release details, because the Josie Show is hitting the road once again. That's right. I will do a live show from a concert in a park with Scott Nickel. I'm very excited. Woohoo! I'm so excited. I love Scott Nickel, and I love parks. I mean, it's going to be amazing. Scott Nickel, I'm a fan of, so it's going to be so much fun. So we're going to have a blast. So stay tuned to hear all of the details for that. I'll even hop on stage for a few minutes. Oh, yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very honored. I'm very honored to, you know, have the privilege to be able to do this. It's going to be fun. But now, let's see here. I want to get to my featured song of the week here. So now, for our new featured song of the week segment. Wait for it. Oh, yeah, we're not ready for it. Oh, well. Try to find it. God, I did an introduction for no reason. Dang. Okay, it's okay. It's all good. It's okay. So now let's play Kevin Craver. Can we play, what are we going to play first with Kevin Craver? We're going to play Erase the Hate. Let's do it. Kevin Craver, check it out.
My heart, erase the hate from my heart. That is a good place to start. Oh, that is a good place to start. Whoa, all those things we got to do. Living, breathing people, today is our day. We are immortal inside these time portals. We make our own. Open up those eyes, you might be surprised.
that was Erase the Hate by Kevin Kramer. So now let's cue up his next song, Universe, right now.
If you ask me where I'm from, I say the Milky Way, baby, you may think I'm crazy. If I ask you where you from, you say the USA, I say your vision's getting hazy. We live inside a universe, we are one with the universe. Universe, we are one. In the old days, they would burn me at the stake. Nowadays, they turn and walk away. In the future, they will open up their eye. Nowadays, they choose to be surprised. Right now we are in a time machine, pyramid team on American Dream. Right now got the world in your hands, better get more for return back to stand. And if you ask me what is my plan, I stand exactly where I stand. Inside a universe, this truth it does not have to hurt. We live inside a universe, this truth it does not have to hurt. We live inside a universe, this truth it does not have to hurt. We live inside a
That was Universe by my guest, Kevin Kramer. So now, take two for this. We can never get this right. We're working on it, people. But now for our new Featured Songs of the Week segment.
Featured Original Songs.
All right, so tonight, singer-songwriter Darren Rhodes sent us a song he co-wrote with Debbie Kelly. So let's take a listen now to My Dearest Love. Check it out.
I've spent a lifetime searching for the answers to all the questions on my mind. I searched in the bar rooms and seedy motel rooms, not knowing what I would find. Now I'm on these busy streets in Nashville, searching for my name up in life, playing on the corners and bars every night, searching for the one that is special to me. My dearest love, you will always be. My dreams in Nashville have always been set back. With family and friends, I'm now on track, living my life day to day. The answer you see is true love and a song to play. Now I'm on these busy streets of Nashville, searching for my name up in life, playing on the corners and bars every night, searching for the one that is special to me. My dearest love, you will always be. My dearest love, you will always be.
All right. Now let's play Scott Carter's song, When She Was Mine to Lose. If it will play. Here we go.
A woman needs a little love to get her through the day. An unexpected present or a gentle word you say. A woman needs a tender touch to chase away her blues. But I guess I didn't know it when she was mine.
When She Was Mine to Lose. And I just have to say really quick, I miss you all in the chat room too. Like, me not being able to chat, do you know how much this is torturing me? Okay, I love the chat. But we shall fix the computer so we can finally be able to I'll be able to be in the chat room and chat with you. So we will try to get that fixed, I promise. But yes, I miss you guys too. Mwah! So now let's play Bonnie McGill's song, Little Sadie Walks the Hillside. Here it is. Enjoy.
Little
Okay, this was hilarious, people. I seriously forgot to unmute myself. I was talking and, okay, it was crazy. I know, blooper. But I think that was the instrumental. I think we had a little techie difficulty when they had a sense error. But it's all good because next week, next Friday, we will play Little Sadie Walks the Hillside, the singing version. We'll be able to play that because I love that song. Bonnie McGill is amazing. So yes, that will be amazing. So now how about to close off the show? I see we're getting requests in the chat room for Teenage Girl by Mwah. So everyone, please enjoy my single Teenage Girl. Hope you enjoy it. Bye. Here's your cousin Tino. I love saying that. Here we go. Thank you guys so much. Also, before we go, I want to mention this week on Josie's Heart Country, my guest will be the awesome singer-songwriter Jimmy Parker. So make sure you tune in on Sunday, June 17th, for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. I'll have chart-topping country music, a great video to share, and our song request segment continues. You will be able to tune into that show at www.thesouthernstar.org. Click on the Josie's Heart Country tab, and wazam, I am there. Also, I want to say for our Fan of the Month, we had the Fan of the Month segment last week, I believe. And so, yes, our special thanks to our winners, Country Fan Dev and Pickled Ham. We have something special being delivered to you soon. So, yes, love it. And I hope you guys enjoyed my single, Teenage Girl, and I hope you guys had fun listening to the show. My wonderful guests, Bonnie McGill, Scott Carter, and, of course, Kevin Kramer. So, yes, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Bye, guys. Have a great night. Bye.